How you doing, ladies and gentlemen? My name is Sanjeev Advani. I'm here to bring you real estate property management construction news in an easy to digest format that is going to help you learn the markets and invest better over time. Today, we're going to be talking about new construction. And before we get into that, please hit that like button. Please hit that comment. Please hit that subscribe. That's what's going to help grow this channel. We're not doing any ads on this channel, and we do want to just do this out of bringing, you know, value to people. And in order for this channel to grow, we need that thumbs up. We need that subscribe. So please go ahead and do that just real quick. And let's hop into the new construction. So what's happening right now is that new construction is expected to grow into 2024, right? And so I think that was something that we should have seen coming, because essentially that's how you get new inventory. The big problem and the big buzzwords that everybody has right now, there's not enough inventory, right? There's not enough inventory. And where am I going to go if I sell my house and things like that? And so because of that, you have a lack of inventory. Well, who creates new inventory if it's not going to be existing home sellers? It's going to be new builds, right? So what we're seeing historically is that new builds will take up about 10 to 15% of the market, let's say. So 10 to 15% of the market will be new builds, and that's going to be kind of how buyers get into the market. Out of that, now you're starting to see that that number is actually doubling to about 30%. So 30% of the market is going to, especially if you're looking at single family homes, is going to lean towards new construction. And that essentially is because there's a few benefits there, right? A lot of people are looking at, okay, well, I want to buy a home, but I don't want to have the problems of having to renovate and, you know, the plumbing's bad and all of this other stuff going on. And so instead of going and buying that home where I'm going to have to potentially do that, and it is an older home, I can go and buy a similarly priced home, maybe just a little bit more expensive. And at the same time, it's going to be a new home. I'm going to have a warranty. I'm going to be able to design a little bit about how I want, figure out what finishes that I would want exactly, right? And so then you're able to get into something that's a little bit more of you. Now, obviously, you have to have a little bit more money to do that, but these are, you know, that's kind of how people are going. The people with the extra capital are going that direction because they're saying, well, I don't want to have the headache of owning a property, and I can go into this property for a similar price. It's going to be brand new. So you're seeing that doubling of the market essentially. And that also comes from having the shortage of inventory and these new builders being able to build that inventory that you're needing, right? Now, obviously, they can't build the inventory that you're needing all at the same time. And so that's still causing problems. And that's where you see, you know, prices surging essentially, right? Prices increasing. Is that you're seeing that, you know, existing home prices are going up. You're seeing that new construction home prices are going up. So for example, in my area here in Bakersfield, California, we're looking at, you know, those new construction prices are going up by the sale almost. So meaning that this four bedroom, two bathroom plan that was just $400,000 after they've sold one of them is now $401,000. After they've sold another one is $402,000, and so on and so forth. And so that's something that you really want to be looking at as far as, you know, when you're buying new construction, these are things that are happening, right? But they're able to do this because the existing inventory just isn't there, right? And now that's a really good option, because if you're saying, okay, well, I'm paying $450,000 for this four bed, two bath. I'm going to pay $450,000 for this four bed, two bath. One of them's built in 2024 with 1 year warranty. Everything is brand new. One of them's built in, you know, 2012 with a 1 year warranty and everything was from 2012. Then, you know, obviously there's a little bit of a difference there. On top of that, if you're willing to spend a little bit of extra money, then you can get that home to finish the way that you want. You can get the floor plan to be the what you want. And, you know, okay, we're going to go spend maybe $20,000, $30,000 more than this other existing home already, right? Which essentially the way that buyers are trying to justify that is, well, I'm going to spend $20,000, $30,000 to fix this up the way that I want anyways, might as well go over here. And so essentially that's what we're looking at, right? As far as builders are concerned, so the single family starts are forecasted to increase almost 5%. And then another 4% in 5% in 2024, 4% in 2025. And so I think that's really going to be interesting. The other thing is that now you're starting to see people really look at the difference in how they're constructing, right? So for example, you're now probably going to start seeing smaller floor plans. So for example, in our area, you're seeing that, well, these three bedroom floor plans that used to be 1500 square feet are now being built in 1200 square feet, 1100 square feet. And that's being able to bring down the price. You're now seeing that what basically the townhome model, right? So where you would have kind of one shared wall, but that's going to get the units cheaper for both of those people who are going to be purchasing. And so this is kind of what we're going to be seeing over the long term. It's something to pay attention to. If you're looking at investing, this is something to look at as well, because how is this market going and how are we going to be able to adjust our strategy to be able to make money in this market, right? So thank you again for watching. Please hit that thumbs up. Please hit that subscribe. We're just trying to bring value to as many people as possible. If you think that we're doing a horrible job, please leave that in the comments and we will try to do a much better job for you in the future. Again, thank you for watching and we'll see you on the next one. Take care.